The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, the government will need to dip into the exchequer surplus to pay another €500 million in fuel supports after a week of protests and blockades led to severe diesel and petrol shortages. Now, it was hoped that the €500 million package, which was announced yesterday evening, would draw a line under the protest. But as the morning goes on, it appears that some protesters are back out on the roads again. And we'll bring you the latest on that in just a moment. But first, I want to come to Conal Thomas from the Irish Independent. Thanks for coming in, Conal. I just want to go back a little bit maybe and just be crystal clear on what the government has announced and what's in this €500 million package announced yesterday evening. So take us through it.
Yes, there's a number of points to it. I mean, heading into the weekend, it looked like this might just be a sectoral carve-out, and then there was obviously a realisation in the days leading to the weekend that couldn't happen. There had to be something for everyone in here. So the temporary excise cuts that we saw, that would have been in effect to the end of May, are now going to go out to the end of July. There's going to be a further 10 cents reduction in excise duty on petrol and diesel. There's going to be a further 2.4% reduction on marked gas, oil and green diesel. And the carbon tax, which had been due to kick in, or the carbon tax increase from May 1st, has now been basically kicked down the road until budget day. There's going to be a new support scheme as well for truckers, open to licensed hauliers and certain operators. Payments are going to be made to smaller firms in particular under that. And there's also going to be what's being called the Road Transporters Support Scheme. It'll be made for April and May if the price of diesel exceeds €1.90, and that's going to cost about €40 million.
Okay, now there's all sorts of fallout today, and not least the fact that some protesters are back on the roads, and we'll get the latest on that in just a moment. But in terms of politics, questions being asked about what was said, how the protesters were made feel, why it wasn't dealt with sooner. Talk us through some of what's been going on.
So if we go back to, I suppose, Wednesday morning, this is kind of where this all kicked off. Michael Healy-Rae effectively came out and is seen as having broken rank with the government. He tacitly endorsed the protesters' actions as the blockades were beginning to take effect and kind of said, you know, there'd be measures on the way and we can understand the hurt of these people. That prompted senior ministers, including the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach, to come out only hours later and say, you cannot blockade streets, etc., etc., etc. So we then get to, I suppose, Wednesday evening, and things are really escalating. And there's this talk then of Defence Forces and the Army, and then Thursday morning the Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan comes out and says that effectively, yeah, we're bringing in the Army. The problem in this is that, and my colleague Fionnán Sheehan's reporting on this morning a bit in the Irish Independent, is that there was a lack of consultation seen across government there with Defence Minister Helen McEntee. Jim O'Callaghan is not the Defence Minister, he is the Minister for Justice. It wasn't so much of what he said, it was the way he went about it, and that has caused tensions. And just talking to one or two people this morning, government, it's my understanding that there will be a separate cabinet meeting and discussion in the weeks ahead on how this was all handled from an operational and security point of view, because the initial bringing in the Army sort of narrative that emerged that Thursday morning was seen as having emboldened some of the more hardline protesters, and actually they dug their heels in there and was seen as having escalated it somewhat.
And your contacts over the weekend in government, particularly yesterday as this package was announced, did they feel that this was going to draw a line under everything?
I think there was an expectation that it would, but the part of the problem was that Sinn Féin then preempted things by coming out and putting down a confidence motion which will be taken tomorrow. And we can see the protest this morning. It's obviously not on the same level. The blockades are gone. I think this was such a kind of febrile situation across the weekend. We're still kind of in it, I think. I feel like we are still in it a little bit, and the government are as well. I think there are just bigger questions for the government down the line over all of this, because, I mean, there's two things. One, there's the budget. Because we now know this is a €500 million package. I mean, I actually balked when I saw it last night. If you take that on top of the €250 million that was announced a few weeks ago, that's €750 million. A personal tax package in a budget is generally around 1.1 or 1.1 billion euro. Mm-hmm. Are the government going to be able to do that? We know they've had to dip into the surplus this year. And then secondly, I think just to touch on your point of the security and operational point of view, we're holding the presidency of the EU Council in July. That key access between the Justice Minister and the Defence Minister is crucially important. Brussels weren't happy with us over Mercosur. They've warned states across EU to be careful what you do on energy package, your energy supports. The government are effectively asking the Commission for permission on these further excise cuts. That's still being considered, it's my understanding. And then the country's brought to a standstill for a week. And there's this delayed operational response. And the Gardaí's response in the end, I think, was very effective. But I think if you're looking at this and you're Ursula von der Leyen, you're sitting in Brussels, you're going, what are these lads at?
Okay, I want to go to Seamus Coffey. And Colin, you're going to stay with us. Seamus Coffey joins us from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. Seamus is with us? No, not with us at the moment. Okay, Jed Nash from Labour. Are you there, Jed?
I am indeed.
Good morning, Jed. Did you support the protesters over the last week?
Well, we certainly did not support the barricades that actually ended up ensuring that it became more difficult for working people to get to work. And I think that the key point that we're making today and in response to the package that was announced yesterday was that there's absolutely nothing in this for PAYE workers who are really struggling. I mean, effectively what
There's the further reduction in excise.
That's right, but it's quite incredible that government is spending $500 million on top of the additional $250 billion that it allocated just a couple of short weeks ago. And it's got to be so ineffective in terms of addressing the real problems that working people have. We've been proposing for a long time now that there should, for example, be a targeted energy tax credit aimed at households earning less than 70,000. There should be a massive national retrofit program that's actually affordable so we can decarbonize our economy.
None of that would have solved the issue with the protesters, Jed, over the last week.
Well, ultimately, and see, this is the problem in this country as well. We have far too much short-term thinking, and that then has a knock-on consequence in terms of how we plan our economy and how we plan our future. If we had been better at organising retrofitting and ensuring that we could address the real energy problems that households and businesses across the country are facing, then we may not be in this situation where we're so dependent on imported oil and the volatility that is going to be experienced into the future. Look at what's happening in the Straits of Hormuz this morning. I mean, people will be coming back to government over the next few weeks looking for additional measures. And the measures introduced yesterday just simply don't cut it for ordinary working people. I was really struck over
What would you have done to get these tractors off the roads?
Yeah, but we understand and accept that, look, we're dealing here with a number of, and let's be honest, self-employed people. Their principal interest is their own businesses. We understand and accept as well that, you know, they're in a situation where they are extremely exposed to energy price volatility. There are a very small number of kind of inputs into their businesses, and there's a huge volatility there. And it's understandable that, you know, those concerns would be expressed. We're extremely concerned at the way this was managed by government last week. Ultimately, in the end, the Garda authorities managed to, you know, clear O'Connell Street, you know, Ireland's main street, and managed to clear the blockades. But the response from government really was cack-handed. And what we've seen over the last few days, Claire, this is really important in terms of the you know, short to medium term future of this country and this government. We've seen the authority of this government drain away. There is no real questions that we're asking and will be asked at all this week by others about the competence of individual ministers and the collective competence of this government. Yeah. And that's a dangerous place for government to be at.
And tell me, is Labour supporting the Sinn Féin motion of no confidence this week?
Well, we've said from the get-go that we have very little confidence in this government anyway. I mean, they are not supporting PAYE workers.
But do you support this motion
really
of no confidence?
We were very clear on that yesterday. We absolutely do. We've never supported this government. We've never had any confidence in this government. Previous confidence motions, you would expect that opposition parties would support those no confidence motions. We'll be making our own points. We need to see this motion in the first place. We will probably, you know, we'll examine this clearly and we will make amendments to it ourselves to make the key points that we believe need to be made on behalf of working people in this country who are really burdened at the moment in terms of high energy costs, high education costs, high childcare costs. And there was nothing in this package yesterday for the working people who are keeping the country going. And the people who are finding it very difficult to get to work this morning. I'm receiving calls from people in my own constituency, commuters on the M1, who are extremely inconvenienced at what's happening on the M1 this morning. And my appeal to people who are continuing to, you know, engage in those kinds of wildcat actions was, look, the point has been made. A package has been introduced by government yesterday. It's an open question whether that's adequate or not to deal with the you know, issues that certain people are experiencing. But in the interest of working people, and if you say you're interested in the interest of working people, then it's time for you to reflect on that.
A listener puts it, you know, well here, that you haven't answered the question. You know, what would you have done? Because all I hear from you, Jed, is that you would have spent more money to fix the problem, which lands us in more trouble down the road.
No, I'm not saying that. I don't believe that this situation should have got to the point where it did last week. I think government's eye were off the ball. I think it seems to me that everybody except senior representatives in government and senior civil servants and senior officials elsewhere understood what was happening. You know, our own WhatsApp groups were alive last weekend.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. You know, but how would you have fixed it? How would you have solved it?
Well, the responsibility for this, we are not in government. We are an opposition party. We were very clear earlier on this week.
But if you want to be in government, you have to be able to demonstrate that you can provide solutions, Jed, to problems like this one. How would you fix it?
Well, as far as we were concerned, we made very, very clear from the get-go, Claire, and I can't be clearer on this. You will have seen statements made by our party leader, Ivana Batra, yesterday and other individuals that, you know, we had no tolerance for the kind of large-scale protests that we saw because it was, you know, creating huge inconvenience for people. I received an email just a few minutes ago.
But you don't know how to fix it. You don't know how to fix it. And this is the problem that the government faced, and they've spent $500 million on it, and it still, it seems this morning, is not fixed.
Well, there was a tolerance for this, I think, at government level that went way beyond anything that.
So they should have clamped down on it sooner. They should have brought the army in sooner. Is that what you're saying?
You're putting words into my mouth now, and that's.
I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out where you're coming from here, because you're not telling me how you would have fixed it. You're saying that they tolerated it for too long. So where do you stand on it? Should the protesters have been dragged off the roads quicker? Is that what Labour is saying?
We're looking back here and reflecting on things that could and should have been done over the last few days. The responsibility for this lies in the hands of government. This was extremely badly handled.
But you don't know what they should have done.
I've been on more protests and have managed and organised more protests than you or anybody else in the programme here this morning. I know how these things are done. I know how these things are managed by the authorities as well.
But you don't know how this one. You don't know how this one can be sorted out. That's really clear this morning.
This went on for far too long, and government has to take responsibility for that. And there will be ongoing political implications, and there will be financial implications as well for working people on this, because the package that was organised yesterday that will not benefit working people will be ultimately paid for by working people. And remember as well, and the point that was made earlier on, Seamus might reflect on this as well in his contribution if he's on the air. For the first time in many years this year, there has been no personal tax package for working people. Income is rising.
There won't be now either because of the half a billion spent yesterday.
And this is why there's huge division now in our society. Government have said, look, you know.
But you would have been the first one saying that the government should have done something for the agricultural contractors and the hauliers and the farmers. Now they've done it. You're saying, oh, there's no money left for tax cuts.
You seem to be misrepresenting, or at least maybe deliberately misunderstanding, the Labour Party's position here.
I don't know what it is. I can't figure it out. You're not telling me what you would have done.
I said earlier on, our focus is very much in the interests of using the resources we have responsibly to support people who are, for example, in energy arrears, people who have difficulty in actually paying their energy bills. What we had last week.
So you would have ignored the protesters' requests.
What we have here on the streets last week was, yes, you know, legitimate concerns expressed by people who are finding it very difficult to run their business. These are key sectors, there's no doubt about that. But it is a relatively small sector of the Irish economy. These issues should not have got to the point that it got to last week. This is the key point, and government needs to take responsibility for that. What we don't have, to go back to the point that I was trying to make before you interrupted me a couple of minutes ago, was that there's no tax package this year whatsoever. That's why PAYE workers are feeling abandoned today.
I know, but you can't do everything, Jed. You can't do everything.
I never claimed that you could. And that's why our priority and our focus is not on anything else other than, you know, the principal objective that we have is to support people who are going to work every morning, who have no option but to pay their tax every month and every week, who are keeping this country going. They're the people who are asking, what's in this for us?
So you wouldn't have done that. What the government did yesterday.
Well, our focus would be, and we say this in our alternative budgets, our cost of alternative budgets.
Please don't say it again. I just want an answer. You wouldn't have done what the government did yesterday. You wouldn't have spent the €500 million on what they spent it on yesterday.
What we're not interested in is getting involved in a sort of a series of additional corporate welfare packages. In a few weeks' time, we will have.
I know, but sure, you wouldn't have taken the protesters off the streets. You wouldn't have spent that money. All right, listen, I'm going to leave it there, Jed. I want to go to Seamus Coffey, who's with us from the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, patiently listening to all of that. Seamus, what will be the implications of this spend announced yesterday?
Yes, as we're getting down to pretty serious figures now, like with 250 million of a package announced there 3 weeks ago, and a further 500 million, half a billion announced yesterday, although maybe the breakdown isn't provided in terms of the detail of where the full costs are going. And like for 750 million, you're looking at maybe something that might be comparable to a tax package that we see in an annual budget. And here we have it introduced sort of in emergency fashion in response to sort of unexpected situations. So yes, the government should be responding. Like the increase in the price of oil, the turmoil in the Middle East is all unexpected, and we should have a response. I suppose what to be looking at will be the size, the scale, and the nature of it. Like, there's nothing the government can do that can make oil and fuel cheaper for Ireland as a country. Like, the price of oil has gone up internationally. The cost of our imports have gone up. What the government can look at considering is the distribution of those cost increases. Should they be borne by the government itself through packages like this? Or should more of it be borne through households and businesses? And it's really those are the choices that are key.
But given that the half a billion has been spent now, that it has been taken from the Exchequer surplus, we understand, or will be, what does that mean for Budget 2027, which will be announced in October?
Yeah, I suppose one thing to say about the measures announced thus far is that they are all temporary, at least. That there is a cut-off point now. We do see these temporary measures being extended. Indeed, that the first package of measures for 250 million that was due to expire at the end of May, that's now been extended out to the end of July. So there is maybe further implications for those to be extended. Like from a budget perspective, one thing to note is that many of these changes are universal. They apply to everybody. So the largest sort of impact seems to be on the excise side, where the government have announced reductions in excise duty on petrol, diesel, and also on agricultural oil, marked gas oil. And these are universal. They apply to everybody. So clearly the impact on rising fuel prices is having impact on households. But it's not all the same. Like, some households could afford to absorb the additional price increases we're seeing because they'll have the income and the savings to do so, whereas other households would not be in a position to do so. And it's those households that should be getting the benefits and the gains from packages such as this. And also on the industry side, you should be looking at where the impact would be most felt. Like, when it comes to the price of fuel and the price of fossil fuels, we have a bit of maybe a contradictory approach. On one side, like, government policy is looking for the use of these to be reduced in terms of meeting climate targets, reducing fossil fuel-related emissions. And on the other side, we see very large packages being announced over the last number of weeks, reducing the prices of these products, maybe not allowing the price mm-hmm. to serve, maybe encouraging people to switch to solar power for electricity or switch to electric vehicles for driving. If the government steps in every time the prices goes up, that sort of offsets that signal. So we sort of have the contradictory approaches. From a budgetary perspective, we're now getting to the stage where the impact of these packages is quite significant. 750 million already is a very significant amount. As I said, the measures are temporary, so we wouldn't expect there to be knock-on consequences for the sort of the budget package for 2027. But if these temporary measures continue, well, then we certainly could expect there to be knock-on consequences.
Okay, and let's see what happens. Seamus Coffey, thank you for being with us now. Our reporter, Josh Crosby, is out and about monitoring what's been happening on the roads this morning. And Josh has news for us. Good morning, Josh. Where are you, firstly?
Good morning, Claire. So I'm just outside Kells in Meath, just off the M3 entry. And the whole place has been blocked up here now with the past hour at a roundabout. And look, I suppose we're back to where it all began last Tuesday, the rolling convoys, the blocking of roads, and when many people listening thought the disruption was over. Now, that being said, obviously, the most severely impacted routes and areas of the country, critical infrastructure, have been cleared. We're back to traffic disruption, and the impact of this morning, I suppose, will be felt more for motorists on this route compared to last week, as the Easter holidays are over, more people have deadlines, and they need to get back to work. Now, where I am now, I'm at a roundabout just outside Kells, and there are around 20 vehicles. They had been blocking up exits. There were tractors parked across. There were loads of vans, and they weren't letting any traffic onto the M3. Now, just in the past few minutes, they've started doing a go slow, a driving slow convoy of tractors down onto the motorway. And I haven't got too far down to see how far the disruption is. And look, we're getting mixed messages coming out from the protesters involved with this, because I suppose one of the main social media pages updating information last week was called the Irish People Against Fuel Prices, and they wrote in a post last night that it's time to stand down the protest for now, and they were asking protesters in Gardaí to go home, be with your families, and process what you've done for your country this week But then also one of the main spokespeople for the Dublin leg of it had on his social media yesterday that stating that it's a national day of strike and protest today. So look, I've just been speaking with one of the protesters here in the past few minutes here in Kells. Gary's an agricultural contractor from the area and he says they're not going anywhere.
We're not happy with the package that they put out across the whole board. Like, everyone should be treated fairly. Everyone should get the same package. Carbon tax gone completely. Everyone has the same rights. There should be no individual groups or individual anting.
And last night there were...
no rebates, everything from the start.
Last night there were posts saying that they were going to stand down, and John Dannan was on the radio this morning saying that there's no one in charge, but you're out again today.
Yeah, there's no one in charge. We're all out again today, we're all individuals.
And the Easter holidays are over. People would have been thinking, will I be able to get the children to school, going back to work? Yeah. But no, you're going to cause more disruption.
When you cause more disruption, like them two boys up there can't rule the country like this and then send in, as like, we're criminals in Dublin. They can't treat us like criminals.
So what's the plan today here now?
So we're going to keep it blocked for as long as it takes to get these boys talking. We need to talk to everyone individually. They can't just pick who they want to talk to.
So what do you want? Because they will say that they are meeting with groups and they have given a substantial package.
Everyone has to be treated fairly across the whole board. All the carbon tax gone off, all the diesel, all the fuel.
So for anyone making their way into Dublin from this direction today, what would you say to them?
Steer clear, stay in Dublin.
Gary there speaking to Josh Crosby. Gary, an agricultural contractor. Conal Thomas from the Irish Independent is still here. It's not over yet, is it?
Nope. And this was always the problem for the government. This was the disparate groups, right? Bear in mind that we could never quite figure out who was leading, who was where, who the spokespeople. There were numerous spokespeople coming in. And what we would have seen late last night and early this morning when the package was announced, we had the likes of John Dallin and James Gagan rejecting the package and saying it doesn't go far enough. Now, I think to the average punter, they'd be going, hang on a minute, lads, it's €500 million. But if those figureheads who become very prominent over the last week are saying that, perhaps we should not be surprised that people are out again this morning.
Okay, well, look, we'll keep an eye on it across the morning, Conal. Thank you very much for being with us.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.